approved. Our next item is to administer the oath of office to our new board member, Mr. Raymond Griscuso. Where we do this? We're going to do it right here. We usually do it up there. Let's come on. The office of the director of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
Execute.
Would you like to make a comment?
I would just like to say I've had a chance to meet some of the staff here. I've had some tours, been to the rail yard, been downstairs, even some of the bowels, as they call them. I've been very, very impressed with the personnel that I've seen. And I'm very excited to join this board, and I hope to have bring good service and a commitment to this board to be ready for all board meetings, volunteer to serve on committees, and I'm excited to serve the state of Maryland and all riders in the metro area. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome to the board. The next item on our agenda is approval of revised board procedures and committee assignments. I would just point out that our procedures change the schedules for our committee meetings. The effort is to consolidate our meetings into two Thursdays, our major meetings into two Thursdays, and make as much time available as we can, and I guess reduce the time that the directors have to spend here at Metro. That is not to say that there won't be meetings that we will have to schedule because the business would require it, but we are excited about the opportunity to compress the schedule and make it a little bit more convenient for the board members to meet their commitments. Also, you will see the revised committee assignments that at Mr. Briscuso to to our committee assignments. I would ask for a motion.
Where are the committee assignments, Madam Chair?
There's a little tab that says committee assignments, but they're not there.
Oh, I see. That's in the
end. Mr. Zimmerman.
The only change to the assignments then is the addition of the new member in the place of the vacancy that he filled, I presume.
That's correct.
And the only change in the rules that are procedures that are before us is the dates for the committee meeting, the schedule for committee meetings that appears on page 6.
That's correct.
That's the only change.
That's the only change.
In the future, when there are changes to something like this made, it would be best to actually have it shown on the document that's in front of us with, you know, the usual convention of underlined text for additions and line through for deletions. But with that understanding, Madam Chairman, I'll move approval.
Thank you, Mrs. Zimmerman, and we try to do that, and that is highly desirable. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, that's approved. Thank you. And we have one administrative item, and that is the ratification of the contract agreement with Local 689. I would ask for a motion.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Well, a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
Could we get a brief overview from the interim general manager?
Sure. Ms. Tangalini?
I'll ask our assistant general manager, acting assistant general manager for workforce development, Brenda Gregory, to give you a brief overview of the 689 settlement.
Thank you. Ms. Gregory.
Good morning, Mrs. Mack and members of the board. I am Brenda Gregory, acting assistant general manager for the Workforce Development and Administration Division at WMATA. Before you, you have our proposed approval of the resolution for the Memorandum of Understanding completing the economic terms for FY 07 and 08, as well as other work rule modifications for the 2004-2008 collective bargaining agreement pursuant to the Harris Award, and authorizing the interim general manager to execute a new collective bargaining agreement accomplishing this action. In your package, there is a fact sheet highlighting the key elements of the contract. I'd be happy to review some of those keys with you if you like, or.
Yeah, I would just ask if you could tell us, why is this a good thing for the authority and for the region?
It's a good thing, first, because we have not had a new agreement since 2004. Some of the points that we've been able to achieve in this contract is a more equitable distribution of payments, for example, with benefits, the premium split. In 2007, we'll go to, if you'll follow along the fact sheet, for the PPO program in the benefits, 83% WMATA, 17% employees, the HMO, 93% and 7% respectively. But the key component of what this agreement gives us, in 2009, it takes us to a 75-25 split, where the authority pays 75% and the employee pays 25%. So this represents a significant win, I think, for the authority.
At the same time, though, we see moderate wage increases for the employees, moderate but fair wage increases for the employees, consistent with wage increases we've seen at other transit properties across the country. We were able to do this without labor action, unlike certain other transit properties. We also received a concession from the employees that allows us to split the wage progression into a six-month and six-month progression. It's 3% each year for the following 2 years. It starts with 2% in July of 06 and with a 1% following in December of 06. We also gain, in partnership with the employees, certain work rule changes that allow us to reduce the migration of employees from bus to rail. It creates a 30-month lock-in, control rail overtime for certain events by bringing on additional retired train operators that will help us fill in those slots, allows us to create additional, it allows us to help fill rail vacancies by recruiting or hiring retired train operators to serve as these special training cadre, and allows us to do a special class exclusively comprised of bus operators for train operators and station managers to facilitate filling vacancies and creating extra boards. We'll have several joint labor management committees to address safety issues, worker fatigue, and paid time off in lieu of sick leave that will help us put together some programs we think that will allow us in our next labor negotiation to have some agreements that maybe further our efforts on work rules and better management of our labor force here. One of the other items is an elimination of paper salary checks, and that will be going entirely to electronic funds transfers, and a number of other items that deal with pay equity across certain pay classifications and other ways of improving our way of working together with our employees. So overall, given the pattern of agreements throughout the country, we think we fit within that pattern, but we also think that we got some major agreements with the labor union to work on some of the programs or some of the issues that affect us most seriously, including overtime issues and the migration, particularly from bus to rail, that has made it very difficult for us to plan and fill vacancies going forward.
Mr. Zimmerman and then Mr. Lenton.
One economic, one non-economic. On the health benefit premium sharing changes, what is the status quo that shows 07, 08, 09? If I had 06, what would that tell me? Okay, so we're beginning to bump up year by year the sharing on the employee side.
Cooperatively with the unions over time to what would be more prevalent standard in the private sector, but also on the top deck.
Probably every jurisdiction has more costs being borne on the employee side for these benefits, I imagine, than WMATA. So this begins, WMATA is beginning now to move in the direction of all the other jurisdictions. Non-economic side of Stanglini, I don't see it here, and you may have mentioned it, but isn't there something in terms of, maybe this mentioned, just the issue of how one becomes a station manager?
Yes, in this particular concentrate on criteria that we for selection. Customer service performance by the individual wishing to move to be attendance record with WMATA and their discipline record criteria. They would not be able to exercise their seniority to go into the classes in order to.
Not just a reward for having been here and putting in a certain amount of time. You actually have to demonstrate that you want to be a station manager and that you have the skills and willingness to do what's necessary to serve the customer in that role.
And one form of that demonstration will be their customer service activities prior. We'll look back at their history as an employee and to make sure that there are no customer service.
Madam Chairman, I think both the economic and non-economic provisions of this agreement are beneficial to the compact jurisdictions, to the region as a whole, and to the employees. And I think it's a good balance between benefits, many of which obviously the employees care about and are looking for, improved pay in general, and specifically targeted in some areas where we have specific skills that we need to be able to acquire. And I think that this is the first time I've seen since I've been here some improvement on the non-economic side that will help the system work more rationally is, I think, particularly needed on the management side, but ultimately I think will also benefit the employees who work for the authority. So I'm pleased to support the agreement that's before us.
Thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Mr. Lenton.
Thank you very much. I echo the comments made by Mr. Zimmerman. I'd like to commend our negotiating team, too, for putting on the agenda some of the items that the board had a great deal of interest in. I think it was important for the board to express going forward some of the issues that we were interested in being considered during the negotiations. The success of these negotiations is quite different than has been experienced in our peers within the industry, particularly on the healthcare side. Many of the industries have had to go into some fairly negative experiences to get to this resolve. So I think for that to be commended both the union as well for being partners with us through this process. The one thing I would question our general manager relating to the migration from bus to rail. One of the issues that we had, and I don't know if we have that's still in a continued discussion for a future date, is direct hiring to rail operators with not having to go through a bus history and experience in order to tap into rail operators. I know that's been a contractual discussion we've had over time. I don't know if we got past that. It looks like we've gotten some movement in the area, but we haven't gotten so we have to have some continual discussions through the years to try to get to the other point.
Right. That's clearly an interest of ours. It's apparently not an interest of theirs. So we actually have been able to settle by at least avoiding the continual round robin of people punching in and then punching out, rail to bus, back and forth, so we can't then plan around it. We did get some entree into expanding the number of people who can come into the rail system by having the ability to bring back on a part-time basis retirees, mm-hmm. as well as bring back retired train operators to come back and help us train new operators.
I get
start. These methods have been, they date back to the creation of the authority.
Sure.
And so it's gonna be something that we're gonna have to work on collectively over some time.
Change. Sure. Okay. Thank you. No further questions, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kaufman.
I'll admit this is a bit of a pile on, but two strong things that need to be emphasized and emphasized again in here: this health premium gain sharing credit. This is the first significant visible achievement of directly linking what's a priority for this board, which is customer service, with a major cost driver of this authority, which are health care premiums. This is empowering our employees that the better service they give, the more they can work with us in controlling the cost of their most valuable asset here, their health care insurance. So again, it's linking two good things that should really help us. It gives a true incentive to deliver that quality service we're all invested in here. The second item is this, the bus to rail, retarding that rapid change from getting fully trained to be an operator of a bus and then, the next day you're a rail operator. That was a key element of the bus peer review. So here we are taking that outside review, memorializing it in our labor agreement. And so again, that's a significant achievement. I also commend staff.
I can quickly comment on the health premium gain sharing credit. I didn't mention it just because it's got an ungainly title, but it is actually something that's absolutely unique to our authority and absolutely unique to our agreement. And it really links three things. It links improving our customer service scores, saving the authority money, working together with our employees to reduce the operating costs of the authority, and giving them incentive to have both the authority save money and the authority have higher customer service. Apparently, I haven't paid enough for this microphone. There we go. And that gives them a clear financial incentive in the one area that's of their highest concern, and that's the growth in healthcare. So we said, if you can help us save money, if you can improve our customers, we'll work with you to reduce the impact of the increase in the healthcare premium.
Thank you. I would just like to add my voice to this discussion. I want to congratulate our WMATA negotiators and also the union. The whole objective of a negotiation is to find common ground where both parties believe that they will benefit from an agreement between labor and management. And clearly that has occurred here. One of the things that I will mention, because I've always been interested in budget, is the elimination of the paper checks. You probably don't think about it, but that will save us some money, and I suspect in the end our employees will find that it turns out to be a little bit more convenient for them as well. So that is certainly a small advance, but I think will be very significant. This ability to come to an agreement with the union basically will benefit the authority and will benefit the workers, but most of all it will benefit the riders, because it's important that our employees believe that they are being treated fairly, and so that will be seen in how they treat our riders. So I'm very pleased that we find ourselves where we are today. With no further comment, I will call for a vote. Those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, That's approved unanimously. I would now like to call on Mr. Deegan for, well, actually, we can go to jurisdictional comments, and then I'll call on Mr. Deegan for jurisdictional comments. Mr. Deegan.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Marilyn has nothing to report today, but I do want to welcome Ray Briscuso to the board from Marilyn and tell a very quick little story. Shortly after I got on the board, I got a call from Ray, and, you know, I found out very quickly that he's going to bring something to this board that I don't believe any other board member has. He's been a daily rider of our system. So he was an instant input I had as to what was wrong and what was right with our system here. And I'm happy to welcome you to the board today and just wanted to say that since there's been a lot of criticism that we don't have a daily rider on this board, and now we have one. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Deegan. Mr. Linton.
You know, let me correct the record because that constantly comes up. And you know, I hate for us to continue, and wouldn't have that to be harked on with a new board member. I was a federal transit administrator, and for 7 years I didn't have a car, and I rode Metro every day. And that was before. So I want to make sure that, you know, we stop saying that. And we shouldn't have board members that memorialize that concept, so it continues to come up over and over again. Because the Post got it wrong doesn't mean we have to get it wrong. So let's make sure that we correct it. Thank you.
Okay, what you started.
All I wanted to do was welcome Ray.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Yeah, I also like to welcome our new member, and we'll enjoy working with you and look forward to that. Mr. Linton, though, does make a fair point, and I was at the bus stop this morning waiting to come in here, and I wasn't at my usual bus stop because I had to go by the post office first, and somebody came up and said, you know, Mr. Zimmerman, they always say, you know, you don't ride transit, and here you are. It's true. I have the opportunity to hear that from bus riders and rail riders every single week. At least once a week, I'm on, and somebody sees me and says, hey, you're riding, you know. And that's true. I mean, the Washington Post is very powerful, and they can spread truth all around the region, and they can, you know, just as well distribute untruth. And in this case, you know, we have had something that's been kind of beat over and over in people. And the fact of the matter is, I'm answering questions all the time where people see me on the train and say, why don't your fellow board members ever ride transit? You know, and Ms. Hudgens will just have gotten off the train with me, you know. And I do think that you know, we should be careful what we play into, because I think most of the folks who serve on this board, in fact, are pretty regular users. And let's not spread misinformation ourselves. Thank
Ms. Hudgens, would you like to add testimony to this?
I just said he wasn't at a Metro bus stop. He was only Metro. That's the only bus that counts to the Washington Post. There are lots of other buses.
Thank you. Jurisdictional report from the District of Columbia. Mr. Graham.
Thank you. I just, too, wish to welcome Mr. Briscuso. You know, it's you come to the board under a somewhat unusual process, but I think a very good process in terms of the outcome. You won't be surprised to hear me say that. And I just want to again acknowledge the governor of Maryland for what I think was an action that had integrity and principle. And that is the process that brought you here. And so, you know, while we all would have wanted a different result, the fact that we have this result with that type of consequence, you know, makes me feel pretty good about this political system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Ms. Virginia, Mr. Coffin.
So I just add something. I also wanted to welcome Ray to the board. And also, looking at some very positive things, I noticed in the package I received for this meeting that we are going to be celebrating all Metro buses being accessible. And that's something that I hope our friends in the media take special note of, because having had the opportunity to chair the special paratransit review certainly opened my eyes to a lot of the challenges. And being able to make all of our buses accessible is a key first step. It doesn't mean every sidewalk, every path to get to a bus is suddenly accessible, but at least means our end of the bargain, being there with buses that serve our ridership with disabilities is a huge step that does need to be noted.
Ms. Kaufman, let me echo that, because when we had our town hall meetings in our jurisdictions last year, we constantly heard from riders who would be inconvenienced because the buses on their regular routes were not accessible. They were supposed to be, and the lift was broken or something. So that is indeed something to celebrate. So I just want to add my comment to that. Thank you. And if there's nothing further, then the meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Yes.
You want an exec session?
No exec session.
That's even better.